Good evening, ladies and gents. Tonight we contemplate the midterm elections. Those quaint little events where the American electorate, in its boundless wisdom, gets to choose between continuing Trump's grand achievements, or sleepwalking back toward the familiar swamp, or worse, communism. From what we're seeing with Mamdani in New York City, there is no money-back guarantee and buyer's remorse changes nothing. So relax, pour yourself something soothing, and enjoy this modest little ditty called Whatever Became of Sanity. Whatever became of sanity? Has anyone heard a peep? Once it shone on its own, now it sits home alone and waits for the truth to seep. Once a literal common sense spirit, but before it speaks, the press must clear it, or they lie through omission. I know. Sanity, where the hell did you go? Just look what's become of sanity. In cities and states of blue, there the boys can be girls as their madness unfurls. Does anyone there have a clue? And don't get me started on leering, I mean learning. Now schools of indoctrination churning out functional illiterates mark the end of their education. There's only one solution for this madness, and that's to vote the Democrats out and send a clear message to all the progressives. It's time to end the sanity drives. Whatever became of sanity? Blue cities and states want to see. Are you sad, are you cross, or just emotionally lost while you wait for more people to flee? From equity, fear, cash, bail, disappear. Dems don't get their way, cities burn night and day. It's all blamed on conservative speech. Socialism is now what they preach. You'd think they'd grow tired of living in woke, than all of these left-wing illusions. If it weren't for the press and incredible stress, they'd awaken from all their delusions. There's only one solution for this madness, and that's to vote the Democrats out and send a clear message to all the progressives. It's time to end the sanity drought. So how do we cure this insanity? You'd think all Trump's winning would do, but here's a suggestion: stop rigging elections. It might just throw out a socialist or two. And one last note to remember: here's only one thing that I truly wish in these upcoming elections. Make intelligent selections. Just a play from the basket of fish.